Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
It is a big deal for two universities in Minnesota that I think have a special place in this state. St. John's University and the College of St. Benedict have always had separate presidents. They're 6 miles apart, but it's, well, if you ask the students today, I don't think they don't feel 6 miles apart. There's nothing quite like the vibe on a football game on a beautiful fall day at St. John's. The curriculum has always been together, but they've had separate traditions, and that is changing, if not changed, with the first joint president of these two schools. He happens to be a friend of mine. Brian Breese is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline because Brian is being inaugurated as the first ever joint president in 276 years of history in these two schools. Brian, good to have you on, and congratulations.
Jason, thank you so much. It's always good to be with you, and it's a privilege to join you and your WCCO Drive Time listeners.
You have been the president for, well, it's been a while now. Why the inauguration this weekend?
Well, inaugurations are a great opportunity to celebrate institutions' histories, their legacies, and also think about the future. And we thought, you know, spring is such a short season in Minnesota. Let's have it in the fall. So we decided to launch this inauguration this fall, and it's going to be one of a kind, like no other. Never in the history of higher education has there been one inauguration for two independently incorporated institutions. And so we're setting a historical mark on Friday when I get inaugurated.
Why was the decision made to combine the leadership and combine, I don't know exactly, how do you characterize it? Because there still is a College of St. Benedict and there still is St. John's University. Explain how the integration is happening and what it's all about.
Well, that's a great question, and it's an innovative model. No other two schools are attempting to do what we're doing, and that is taking these two great institutions that are in such a strong position of strength and have a long history of collaborating with shared classrooms and some student life experiences you've described earlier. But we're doing this under the header of strong integration. And so our goal is to be nimble, adaptive, and responsive to the headwinds facing American higher education, not something higher ed is known for. At the same time, celebrating the great uniqueness and the distinctiveness of St. Ben's and St. John's, their legacy, their tradition of educating women to be empowered leaders and men to be principal leaders, all making a difference in the world. So we're really coming together in a position of strength to create even greater outcomes and to be more nimble, adaptive, and responsive and producing even better outcomes. And it's a really ecosystem-wide change process, and it's quite exciting.
I mean, obviously, alums, like, there's a lot of emotional, I don't want to use the word baggage, but there are just a lot of emotions tied up with, you know, I'm a Benny or I'm a Johnny. Like, that sort of separate but yet unified identity. I don't know if the high school students or the college students of today are as interested as maybe people were 50 years ago in having like an all women's college. Like, I'm sure that's what you guys have found. Like, that's just not what most young people are looking for today, is it?
Yeah, what students are looking for today is a really dynamic, vibrant experience, and we offer that. It's really quite remarkable that we have the really uniqueness of Women's University or Women's College and Men's University, and then so much of our curriculum and the student life experience is now integrated that students see us as one institution in many ways, but they're also really proud and really passionate about the pieces that are distinctive. Mm. And so our experience has been producing remarkable outcomes. And one of the things that my wife, Carol, and I have learned since we've come back to Minnesota is that there's really nothing rivals the Benny Johnny Network. And the love they have for these institutions is just remarkable. And it's that kind of depth of experience and profound experience that they had at these two places that really, you know, calls them into service, you know, all these years later, you know, just love of place and the values that we represent. And so there's a profound, what I call affinity factor, just a deep love for these places.
Brian Breese is with us, the president of St. John's and St. Benedict in central Minnesota. You know, it's been widely talked about, and I know this. I just went through a college search with my oldest. I'm about to start another one with my youngest. College and higher ed is one of the biggest topics of conversation politically and culturally in America right now. It's tough out there, isn't it, for our University of Minnesota Twin Cities seems to be doing fine. But a lot of our mid-sized to smaller colleges and universities are really struggling against demographic headwinds and maybe differences in choice. I don't know. What is it that you're seeing? Because I know every school in your situation is in a similar boat. It's tough.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's been a more conflicted time for American higher education across the country with declining demographics, questions about affordability, even questions about the value proposition.
Yeah.
But when you move past the headlines and you really look at the data and the evidence, a four-year education really does position people for a healthier life, a more profitable life from lifetime earnings, but really deeply committed to educating students to commit to the common good and to contribute to things beyond themselves. And our value proposition is so strong at St. Ben, St. John's that we're really in a good position, and we're working through these same headwinds and really proud to say that, you know, the campuses are always in a better mood when you exceed your enrollment projections. And
right.
So we're really
right.
proud of our enrollment this year. And when we count our wonderful School of Theology students, we're right at 3,000 students. And with the expectation to grow that a little bit, but really focus on quality and really investing significantly in making sure that the education is affordable and increasingly more sophisticated, integrated, and powerful impact of our educational experience, and just really focusing on even greater outcomes. Number one and two in the state of Minnesota for getting jobs, and we're going to maintain that one and two spot. We're really proud of the affordability factors that we do really well on, and number 18 in the country, as is St. Ben's with producing Fulbrights. Just so many great measures of quality that we're just going to keep investing in that and producing more and more of these empowered and principled graduates for Minnesota and beyond.
Is the number one question you get, when is St. John's going to play St. Thomas in football?
Well, I was just teasing some of my friends at St. Thomas. St. Thomas didn't like to compete with us when we were in the conference, and now that we're not in the conference, they won't compete against us. So that fun rivalry, we just have a little bit of fun with that, have great respect for our friends down the road, but that rivalry is over, we're going to...
So who's the new number one enemy? Who do you hate the most?
Number one enemy?
Yeah.
We'll take all comers. Well, anybody that's getting in our way on the way to a national championship is the new competitor. We're going to play Bethel this weekend on campus for family weekend, and we're expecting, you know, 12 to 15,000 fans in that in the stadium, and just an unbelievably vibrant campus life experience. And we're just really excited. Tonight, Jason, you'll be really impressed to know that I'm going to be a guest coach at the St. Ben's volleyball game, so I'm expecting to get a win tonight
nice.
In volleyball. And just keep producing great graduates, and our athletic programs are a real important part of that.
It is. It's a great deal. I think the world of you, so I'm so happy for you this weekend, and I know it's going to be a great inauguration. And having a vibrant St. John's and St. Ben's is so important to St. Joseph and Collegeville and Stearns County, and we need it. We need you. So keep up the good work, and congratulations.
Thank you, Jason. It's good to be back in Minnesota. It's good to be hanging out with you again. Be well.
All right, Brian Breeze on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. 449 traffic and weather coming up next on CCO.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.